This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What's the price tag going to be for Kyle Tucker?
I think the over-under is $450 million.
Would you put the Cubs as the favorite?
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Will Kyle Tucker be shaking his moneymaker, a.k.a. the bat, in Chicago next year? That was Danny talking to Jeff Passan last week during the radiothon. And I guess it's a discount if the number's gone below $600 million, which is what Jim Bowden wanted to say it was. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Mark Grody is in as well. And the reason we bring up Kyle Tucker is because we had been watching his July numbers for quite some time. That was something that I feel like we were, I don't want to say ahead of, but I think we were watching it. It came up during a conversation on Five on It about a week ago at this time, Marshall, where we were talking about Kyle Tucker's July numbers. And at that time, he only had two extra base hits for the entire month of July. It didn't end well for Kyle Tucker when it came to the lack of power. And there are some extended stats that also support this. If you go back to his pre-July numbers for his batting, the average exit velocity on a ball that he would hit prior to July was 91.2 miles an hour. Since then, it's down to 87.5.
That is a sizable drop-off.
That is what you would call statistically significant. Like, when we talk about good to great and what makes people outliers, these are measurable differences. The hard-hit ball percentage went from 45.6 to 27.8. And the barrel rate pre-July went from 12.9% down to 2.8 last month.
Barreling balls is important, and it seems like he's been unable to do that as of late. I think he's what's interesting is he's a 4.6 WAR player, right? And his overall statistics, when you talk about like an on-base percentage of 389, that's great. That is fantastic.
We love that for you.
But when you talk about a guy that you're talking about paying close to, if not a $500 million to on his next contract, you got to have the pop.
And right now, it's not popping. For the month of July total, he ends up extra base hit-wise with one home run and only three doubles. And that's where there's some cause for concern. Now, we talk about backstage, a.k.a. our show meetings, and Ryan Porth had brought up what his numbers were. Maybe he thought there was a correlation to what happened when, in June, he slid into second base and he hurt his finger. So this is something that, of course, if we thought about it, you know what I always say, if we're thinking about it, somebody else is too. And well, what do you know? Boog Shambi, our friend, talked about it on the Marquee broadcast, also wondering what we are, if maybe there's a correlation there.
Here comes Kyle Tucker to the plate. Tuck struck out swinging his first time. He's been in a funk. There's no question about it. You look at Tucker over the course of the last 24 games, and he's hitting just .210. And over that stretch, he has only four extra base hits. Now, there is an aspect of that stretch that we haven't really talked about, and that is to rewind. Now, he recently fouled a ball off of his knee, but if you remember back in early June, June 1st to be exact, he was sliding into second base, and his right hand curled underneath him. He injured his right index finger. Look at the way the right hand gets under his body and eventually pops back out. But it forced him to come out of that game and then miss a game. And the hand really has not been right since then. So you're talking about 2 months of him playing through it. And the power has suffered. And look, he's got some quirks to him. He's a guy that he grabs the bat really hard. He likes to, it's not like softly nestled in his fingers. He squeezes the bat. And that right index finger, the gas pedal, as Dustin Kelly calls it, it's been hard for him.
After hearing that from the Marquee Sports Network, I don't know how you don't listen to that and say to yourself, there might be a situation where Kyle Tucker isn't exactly himself since that point. This is Raheem Ian Harris with Mark Grody on The Score, and the segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
What's interesting about this, though, Layla, is we know that injury happened the beginning of June, right? If you look at the June numbers for him, he actually had his best month of the season from an OPS standpoint in the fact that he hit .311, his on-base percentage was .404, and he slugged .578 in the month of June. That's the best slugging percentage we've seen out of him all season. The problem is the next month, not only did the batting average fall from .311 in June to .218 in July, the on-base percentage dipped a little bit, .404 to .380, but .380 is still very good. The slug, .295. That is almost just half, barely half of what he was slugging in the month of June. .295 is not getting it done any which way.
Yeah, when I mentioned the hit velocity in the barrel, that's slug. So something's going on with the bat consistently.
I'm just wondering why the falloff happened in July and not June as far as the slug is concerned.
Should we hope it's the index finger? Or I guess if it is the index finger, I guess we hope that it gets better soon. But since we don't know for a fact that that's what's bugging him. But I would imagine, like, Boog doesn't just come out of that out of nowhere. Right. Unless he's been thinking about this thing from 2 months ago all this time. So he may have... You know, it could have been with Craig Counsell in their off-the-record meeting. It could be on background. It just says to me that that could very well be what it is. I thought, like, low-key, really interesting to hear, because we see the Kyle Tucker stance when he gets up there. It's a very aggressive, ready-to-hit. I didn't know that he gripped the bat that tightly, but that sounds about right, just seeing the way he is up there and how that can affect things. So that was really good insight from Boog.
The right finger being the gas pedal,
gas
as
pedal.
He mentioned.
Yes.
That's what makes this so crucial. And that index finger being the key to his swing, that's mechanics. Like, that's really cool seam head inside stuff. That's also why you have a hitting coach. But if it is an issue... And it's looking like it might be, then the better question might be, what's the answer? The thing about it is, too, is we always talk about injuries. Players have to want to not play or be willing to not play in order to make that work. Like, Dansby Swanson was a good example last year. We knew that something might be wrong. Well, come to find out in the offseason, we know that he had core surgery. You know, sometimes guys don't want to come out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I look at it, and you mentioned Dansby last year. I'm thinking about Dansby on Saturday. You know, he didn't want to be out of the lineup in Saturday's game, which, of course, Castro played second, and then Nico Hoerner shifted over to shortstop. But it feels like Kyle Tucker, because he's still valuable as a guy who can get on base, 21 walks last month, it feels like they're going to have him in there because he's still a valuable part of the offense, even if maybe, I don't know if he should be moved because the on-base percentage is still there. I just think there's other things that Craig Counsell might be able to do to work around him if that's what the issue is. I don't know if it's injury or not, though.
It could also be as simple as he's not getting as much his pitch to hit. You know, middle in is that wheelhouse for him. But he's somebody whose numbers override that. He's not just a one-pitch hitter.
I don't think Boog Shambi goes through that whole thing like he just did on Saturday and early in the game. if he doesn't know a little something. Like, you don't hear a lot of speculating when it comes to the play-by-play broadcast on Marquee.
And credit to the Wrigley Wire, who I think does a really good job with stats. Like, this one was notable to me that they put out yesterday. Since the All-Star break, Michael Busch, Kyle Tucker, and Seiya Suzuki have combined to hit 157 with 11 RBI. That's my problem.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm not... That's bad, and that has affected the Cubs. Ultimately, I trust what they have done up to this point, that they will all snap out of it, unless there is some prohibitive injury with any of these guys, mostly Kyle Tucker, when we talk about that.
Yeah,
I'm not worried. Are you guys worried? Well, like, ultimately, I know there is worry now, but I think the big thing is, can you say to yourself, do you trust this team? Do you trust this core that they are what they are? And that is really good. Or do you think now we're going to see this slide?
I think we have several players that we've mentioned that have outperformed what their career norms are. Right?
Ooh. So that's scary then.
Well, not scary necessarily, because I love the Willie Castro pickup for that reason, that it can be kind of a stabilizing force, give guys a day off when they really, really need a break. It's a lot different to see Castro in the lineup versus Vidal Brujan in the lineup. I like that Dansby Swanson is now back towards the bottom of the order, if not at the bottom of the order in this, because he's certainly struggled offensively. I think the bigger thing is, are they going to be good enough from a pitching standpoint to not put extra pressure that the offense has to put up 5, 6, 7 runs every game to be able to win the game?
And credit to our texters for the next logical step in this discussion, which is, for example, 773. Ridiculous that he's not on the injured list for 10 days rather than struggle for a month and a half. But here's the thing. We don't know that that's true. We're just trying to figure out. We're trying to find the whys. I'm sorry, Mark. I had to do
Matt
it.
Nagy.
I
had to. We've been trying to answer Matt Nagy's whys for decades now. So we'll get there.
Why?
And David Haw's whys. Whose whys are more important, Haw's or Nagy's?
I'm going to say Haw's because they're still relevant.
Yeah, David's still working here. Although,
that's true. Solo. He's a solo show.
Hey, Matt Nagy just got another, he got a ring 2 years ago.
Yeah,
so.
He did. I still think he's going to be the next head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think he's going to get another head coaching job.
I do too. Yeah. No,
but we are still trying to figure out if this is a legitimate why. Like, is this why we've seen what we've seen in July?
Why?
Why? Why?
Yes.
I mean, it's a great question. And I'm going back and forth in my head. Do I want it to just be because of injury, or because if it's just a slump, Kyle Tucker will snap out of it. If any of these guys, like their history says, they're going to be good throughout the season, it's Kyle Tucker.
Not his job to carry Michael Busch, for example, or Seiya Suzuki. That's part of this too, is I think as much as protection in a lineup can help a team, I wonder if this is also hurting it in the same way.
I hope it is injury related.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hope it is not injury related. I hope it is just a slump. Yeah. If it's just a slump, everybody has a bad month.
Right.
It's fine. But the concerning lack of the power and the pop, that's something we got to keep an eye on.
Solution.
Well, and veterans, it is usually no more than this length, right?
Right. About a month.
A good veteran.
We've seen like 6 weeks at max. Because otherwise, you would be like, okay, we're going to sit you down and figure out what's going on.
When you consider the career war for Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
And that's the big piece of this. Not just what you did last year.
Yeah.
When you consider that part of it, the numbers say it's not going to consistently go like this.
Layla, how about this? Let me give you a solution. We have problems. We have solutions to both of you. How about for Kyle Tucker, not PCA, unless PCA, keeps striking out, give him Wednesday and Thursday off. Well, Thursday's an off day, right?
Yes.
Give him Wednesday off. Give Kyle Tucker the 2-day reset. He'll come out of it fine on Friday. You guys look skeptical.
It's just because it's the Reds, too.
Yeah.
It's in the division.
You have a chance to bury a team, bury the team.
Yeah.
And frankly, isn't Abbott also in the probables for this series?
Yes, he
so
is.
So you have Abbott and
Lodolo.
He's
pitching Wednesday.
Yeah, and both of those pitchers have done what to the Cubs this year? Like, challenge them.
Yeah.
So that's a big piece of it for me, too. Coming up next, it is halftime. Do we have the audio? We do.
Oh,
Rhodes, how do you want to describe this?
Oh, well, I just I thought that it would be good to talk a little bit about the awesomeness of this city this weekend with all the events going on, with Lollapalooza happening, with a Bears practice happening, with a Cubs game going on. So I did bring it up at Soldier Field with one of the Bears linebackers, and I thought that could lead us into a little Chicago summer Lollapalooza talk.
Love it. That's next here on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.